Hello guys, welcome back to Dudes with Hobbies.
I'm Miguel.
I'm Keith.
And I'm Arthur.
Oh lord.
Welcome back guys, we're the dudes, we got the hobbies, you know the drill. So, last week, we've decided that we're going to be making smoothies, and one of us, I'm not going to say who, because you'll find out later, but one of us managed to put a boiled egg, kelp, and some fruit into a milkshake.
Hey man, just if they listened to the last episode, they know who is that.
You know? Was it chunky?
No, it's not chunky.
Not chunky. Okay.
Not chunky. All right.
All right, who start first?
Definitely yeah, start. Miguel. Just drink it. So we'll start off with the ingredients for mine. I honestly just thought of things that I liked and how it would taste if I put them together. So I used lemon, like lemonade. I used green apples. I used raspberries, kale, and a few slices of oranges. And the final ingredient was mint, a little fresh mint.
Nothing exotic?
No, you put kale in it. That's exotic.
Yeah.
No, it's not. Everybody put kale in that shit.
I didn't put kale in mine.
So
do you have any, though?
Huh?
That's beside the point.
Exactly.
That's beside the point.
So I think I was six ingredients. Yeah, no, it was really good. I think the kale, I thought it was going to be more grainy and like not as smooth, but it was okay. Like I don't mind, you know, because you're going to taste the seeds from the raspberries. You're going to taste like the little, the peel from the orange slice. And then same thing with the skin from the apples. You know, there's things going to be in there that the blender's not going to be able to liquefy or make very smooth. But I didn't mind that at all. I know for certain people, they might not like the texture that it has, because it almost feels like you're drinking like chunks of stuff at point. But I probably will use something maybe like lemonade, but without sugar, because my smoothie came out super sweet.
Nice.
Yeah, well, no, because like maybe I just put too many raspberries. I put the lemonade that I made was had sugar in it, so I probably should have just left that without sugar, and it would have been perfect. But yeah, no, I took it for like my meal, so for my lunch, and I mean I'm definitely full right now. I'm not even gonna lie, but would I like make this into a regular thing and like have it for breakfast? If I could like set the ingredients aside the night before and then just kind of blend it in the morning, that would be fine. But I'm sure my neighbors would also not like the fact that I'm blending things at 4 o'clock in the morning. So
it's not like noise canceling. I see.
Oh yeah, no. If someone farts three buildings down, I can hear them.
Oh damn!
But can you smell it though? That's the important question.
No, that's unfortunately that's not.
Unfortunately.
How's yours smoothie smell? Is it smell normally?
Let me see. Let me take a nice little. So it smells like kale.
Okay.
That's
okay.
All I smell, and maybe like a little sweet from the lemonade. But mostly fucking kale. Like you can just like if you close your eyes, and smell this, you would think it's something green, but because of the raspberries, I think I just put a lot of raspberries on them. It came out very pink with a little hint of orange from the few slices that I put in there.
It sounds healthy. I mean, it sounds good.
It
tastes pretty good too, right?
Yeah, no, it's delicious. Like I could, the way I made it now, I probably would maybe just drink it once, maybe a week, if that. But just because of the amount of sugar that it has. So maybe if I use an unsweetened lemonade and maybe I like the kale in it. So maybe put a little bit more kale. I might turn the smoothie color from pink to like a lighter green. But yeah, no, I think it was delicious. It was a good good hobby to, you know, because I know a lot of people, they juice and they you know, find different things to make into smoothies, just because you can take a smoothie anywhere. You can freeze it for a few days, or some people even like it, you know, frozen.
Yeah, I think a lot of people use smoothie for breakfast.
Yeah,
they put oat milk and bunch of protein powder on that stuff in there, just to get the, you know.
I'm not sure what to do with the protein powder though, because I put protein powder after, like, so I did mine, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then afterwards I put protein powder in, but I guess if you have like a vanilla protein powder and you make like the fruit smoothie,
mm-hmm.
then it would taste pretty good. But like, I gotta tell you guys right now, chocolate and fruit tastes weird.
Yeah,
like,
it's an odd. It has mixture. To be vanilla. Because I have tried protein milkshakes before, where it's just like skim milk. You're putting a scoop of your protein, and what I was doing at the time was putting one whole banana and then like a tablespoon, or maybe like half a tablespoon of peanut butter, and that would just blend all that together. But it's too thick, and then like sometimes after a workout you really don't feel like feeling full. You want something that's refreshing as opposed to something that's going to keep you full. So for me it wasn't working. I just preferred my because I get protein shakes from Costco, and they're very light, very like, you don't feel like you just had a fucking meal. So for me, that's why I stopped.
All right, Arun, what about you?
So mine was pretty basic. I did find out a couple of things, and I'll discuss them in a sec. So what I did, it was almond milk, because I think almond has a nice texture, and it's a lot easier to drink. Huh?
I should have done that. Now that I'm thinking about it, that sounds delicious. Because I don't know why I didn't think of going into like the milk side, because maybe milk and then milkshake, I don't know. So I was thinking smoothies, maybe like lemonade, orange juice, you know, or water or whatever. But the almond,
yeah,
milk,
but
sounds,
I think,
delicious.
Almond milk is like naturally kind of sweet,
mm-hmm.
so added a little to that, plus,
and
I had
smooth.
Frozen, yeah, mm-hmm. And also I don't know if you guys remember, but last time I talked about it, when I went to the doctor once and we told her that I like to drink banana and milk smoothies,
mm-hmm.
with like milk as actual milk,
mm-hmm.
She said that, you know, for most people that's a really good sort of like a medicine that lets you clean your stomach out. Basically what I mean is you go to poop a lot, you know.
Oh.
And like if you put fucking protein powder in there, then you're like a walking time bomb, you know, like you're just like, it could happen anywhere. You have a long day, your commute's like 1 hour to work, you drink this shit, by the time you're 15 minutes in, you're like, where's the bathroom? I'm on the highway.
Oh,
you know?
No.
So
that's,
keep that in mind.
That's my biggest fear.
Yeah, that's why I stopped drinking coffee. But anyway, besides that, so yeah, next thing, I had mango, strawberry, banana, and peach added to it.
Ooh, okay.
And what's really good about this mix is three of those ingredients, I think strawberry, mango, and peach, you can actually get it in Costco's, and they sell them in the bag and it's frozen. It's amazing.
I did notice that. I was going to ask.
Yeah.
Would you say that your smoothie came out thicker because it was frozen?
I don't know. Could be. But I had to add milk like two times, because I was going to do one cup of milk,
mm-hmm.
of almond milk with a just little bowl of fruits that I had.
Mm-hmm.
But once I did, it was really thick to a point,
yeah.
where it wouldn't come out of the mixer. So,
mm-hmm.
I had to add like another cup. So it's like two cups per like that little bit of frozen fruits. But yeah, I think I see what you're saying. And I believe so. Yes, because
okay.
it's frozen.
Yeah, because I definitely just used the fresh stuff, and it came out super watery. So, you know, maybe I should freeze some of the stuff, and maybe it'll come out a little bit thicker. That'd be nicer,
mm-hmm.
my opinion.
And I should have added some vanilla extract to it. I think it would have added a little extra kick and a little bit of a nicer taste to it.
Oh,
I mean, it still tastes pretty
good. We still have some of that from our baking.
Exactly.
I did consider that. Nice.
I can't believe you guys didn't use anything like exotic.
I was like, if we go back to the podcast, There was nothing about an exotic ingredient. Exotic.
You were the only one.
It's like a normal smoothie to me right now, like for all of it. I mean, it's gonna taste good.
I'm not gonna say
it's not gonna taste good, but I was thinking you guys was like bringing some of your country food and put in there, see what happened.
Oh, you know what I mean? Yeah, no.
I would have been forbidden from going to the kitchen if I did that. Are you kidding me?
Man, this is all crazy, but actually it may create something new and you never like know about it.
I mean, I guess. I mean, we could always do it for another one.
We could just, because that kind of sounds like juicing, where you like juice anything you can find.
Right.
More than it is making a smoothie. Because smoothie traditionally is what I made, or what Miguel made.
Right.
I see.
And one thing I will say about using berries with seeds in them, I don't like that because they have seeds. Seeds get everywhere and it gets kind of annoying. Then you have to floss. You know, like if you want to force yourself to floss, this is definitely a good solution for that.
Nobody should force themselves to floss.
I mean,
but yeah,
everybody says that you should floss, so, and yet nobody does.
That's true. I think with the seeds,
I do at least like twice a week.
Yeah, you're supposed to do it every day.
Fuck that. Ain't got time for that.
Nobody got time for that. What I did was, I have a little strainer for the seeds. So I kind of just ran it over through and it just became a little bit more smooth. But even the ones that did escape and I did taste, it didn't really bother me so much just because you are eating fresh fruits and stuff. So at that point, it's fine. No big deal. But I would have probably liked it a little bit more of like an icy, what's it called? Like the things that you get at 7-Eleven. The frozen slushy? Drinks, like a slushy type smoothie. You know, that would have been, I think, more refreshing in my.
Mm-hmm. And I guess one last thing would be that, you know, if you don't add any sugar to it or like anything sweet except from the almond milk and just let the berries and the fruits take over with the taste, actually it tastes really good. You know, it's not very sweet. It's not sweet at all. You know, it's got like this natural good taste to it. And I actually am thinking about doing it, but, you know, yet again, this is kind of problematic when you live with other people that do not wake up as early as you do.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of hard to make a smoothie. It's just like, all right, well, fuck everyone else.
Yeah, exactly.
It's fucking like 6 o'clock in the morning and everyone's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, no, that for me is a big no-no. I kind of very big on letting people sleep if they're sleeping.
Yeah.
No, definitely not a good idea for me.
One solution to that, sorry Miguel, would be to like do it. Well, like I don't know, like what happens if you prep it the night before?
Well, it might just become. It might all say you might have to shake it when you wake up, but then at that point, like it, I don't know. To me, in my head, it probably is just not gonna taste as fresh.
That's what
exactly. Smoothies is about freshness.
Yeah,
very fresh.
So maybe just for me, or maybe if like you know how some people you could put like your smoothies into those ice holders and make you freeze it.
Yeah.
Kind of like, you know, some people like to chew things, like you can just take those and chew on those ice cubes.
That's true, so true, yeah.
So that could be like a healthier option for people that like to chew their ice cream.
That's actually a really cool idea, you know, you put it in like a malleable form, and then you freeze it overnight. The next morning you wake up, you just throw it in a container as you're driving. You're just like,
you're chewing that, yeah. Because like a lot of people do that, and well, like they chew on ice, I've noticed. I was like, well, this is a little bit more flavorful, so.
Yeah, so mine is actually really good. I'm really glad we did this as a hobby because I haven't had a smoothie in like, I don't know, like 2-3 years, and I forgot how delicious this thing is.
Yeah, I think the last time I had one was, definitely a few years right here. There's smoothie joints, like every state, every country, every place has them.
Tropical islands?
Yeah, like it's just any sort of smoothie thing and you just go in there and they have all these fruits and cups and stuff and you just want to try it all. But it's always so good. I like it.
I'll also add that equipment is really important. Because We used to have, I remember why I haven't had smoothies. It's because the previous blender that we had is like those really cheap ones that you can get for like 10, 15 bucks. And that thing, the way it would make smoothies is like when you're drinking it, all of a sudden you just get deep throated by a strawberry, like full sized. And you're like, where did this come from? You know? So like using this new one, which is like a Ninja brand, they're really good at mincing stuff up to like a pulp. So yeah, you guys might want to consider that, because I think you would have to do a little bit more prep work when making a smoothie if you guys don't have a powerful mixer.
Yeah, I mean, I use the little bullet thing. It's like a $25, not even 20. It's probably like $19.99, one of those appliances. But it comes with like three separate cups, like size cups, and then you screw the blades to the other side, and then you just flip that whole cup into the.
Oh yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
So those,
it's like in the infomercials, right?
Yeah, those sort of stuff. Mm-hmm. And then I think it's so neat just because it's like it fits a lot in the little space. So that was for me, and it's surprisingly very powerful. Like I said, I used to do these protein, very thick milkshakes or protein shakes, however you want to call it. But it would definitely liquefy all the banana and then peanut butter. Peanut butter, I don't know if you guys have worked with peanut butter, but like once it's mixed in like all the way, it becomes so creamy, almost like there's a layer of like cream in between your smoothie. It's kind of weird.
So you put peanut butter in smoothie?
Well, no, in a milkshake.
Yeah,
when I was doing milk protein.
What's the difference?
So, well, I think milkshakes are more based like with milk, and then smoothies are made with like juice.
Really? I thought milkshake is based on ice cream.
No.
You know, you spin the ice cream until it's actually really thick.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how you got a milkshake.
So apparently milkshake is based on more dairy products as opposed to smoothies based on more of like fruits and vegetable mm-hmm. products. So if you added like ice, so if I added ice cream into my smoothie, then it would be considered a milkshake.
Yeah.
But if I added strawberry flavored ice cream, then it would be a smoothie.
Yeah, it's such a fine line, but that's why I felt like this was kind of like a broad thing. Because we were talking about making some things with milk, and I'm like, that sounds like a milkshake. But, I mean, all in all, same sort of stuff, just different main ingredient.
I see.
Yeah.
So, Keaton, tell us about your delicious creation that we saw.
Have you guys ever tried durian?
Yes. Thanks to Abdullah. Yes.
I see. You know, you remember the smell?
Yeah, I can't unsmell that ever.
Oh yeah, it smells like that.
Oh no! Are you kidding
me? Oh dude, that's how I make. That's how they make like the durian smell. It's just put a boiled egg in, spin it up with almond milk, and then put yogurt in there.
For people that have no idea what durian is, could you guys give like an example of something that's close to that smell? That's like a common thing.
It's like.
It's really strong smell. It's really strong.
It almost smells like a rotten smell. It just doesn't smell very good. Like if you leave trash in like a hot place and then you open it, and if it has like any sort of egg dairy in there, that's what it would smell like.
I didn't know that until I smelled this. Inside like an egg, because I used to eat durian when I was young, right?
Mm-hmm.
And for me, durian smell is not a problem because I never have that like instinct of the smell.
Right.
It never linked with me durian smell like a rotten egg.
No.
Never.
It's probably because you just were accustomed to eating it.
Exactly.
But yeah, no, the smell is normal. People would smell that and be like, "Wow, that's freaking gross."
Yeah. But, so much smoothies smell like that. So, because I put boiled egg,
mm-hmm.
almond milk, then I put, I think yogurt, strawberry yogurt.
Okay.
And then I put like an apple in there. I spin it first, right?
Mm-hmm.
I spin until to pops, you know, like you don't see anything, and I taste it. It tastes fine. But the smell, It's so pungent. It smells like a freaking durian. And I gave it to anybody who wanted to smell it, right? I gave it to, like, my wife. Mm-hmm. As soon as she smelled it, it's like, what the heck? What do you make? and then I gave it, like, to my sisters. Let's see smell it. She was like, oh, do you buy durian? I was like, no. I said, make it. Nice.
Jesus, yeah, though. That's not good.
And then I put banana and kale. I mean, after that, I put, like, safe ice mm-hmm. into it to make it a little bit thicker and a little bit colder.
Okay.
Yeah, cause the apple and the everything is like kind of fresh, so mm-hmm. it's like a lot of watery. So yep. I put ice into it.
Yep.
And so see, that's, with the ice, we come slushy like you wanted.
Yeah, I think that's what I should have done, but no, I didn't want to add ice to it. It probably would have tasted a lot better. Not as sweet for me. And I probably could have saved some for later too.
Mm-hmm.
But no. No, I think I just liked the watery taste. It was refreshing in its own weird way.
I see. Yeah. Anyway, yep, that's my thing. If you like durian, and you enjoy durian, but you don't have durian, you definitely put a boiled egg into your smoothie. But with yogurt. Because I try it without yogurt, right? It doesn't have the durian smell. But wait, as soon as you put yogurt with apple into it, mm-hmm. then you have the durian smell very strong. Just straight to your nose. And you'd be like, oh shit, that's the smell.
Interesting.
I know. I make some new smell, man.
Oh.
That's the best part.
You're so proud of that smell.
Dude, like, you never know how you're going to get durian from here, right? Because normally market, they don't sell it.
Yeah, they're not going to sell that.
Yeah. But because when you have it when you was young, so you kind of remember the smell. And then when you made it, you'd be like, oh my God, it smells like durian.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I kind of liked it, to be honest. I actually liked it because you don't taste the egg ever. So when you spin the yogurt, the apple, the egg, and the almond milk, mm-hmm. as soon as you taste it, you just taste. It tastes like a normal smoothie. It's just a little bit savory from the egg. But it's never the eggs, because I put only one boiled egg, so it's not that strong.
Mm-hmm.
But the smell is like, oof, so nice.
Jeez, yeah, no, that's a no-go for me. Just the smell alone will make me really? Walk away.
You don't like the smell?
No, I don't like the smell. I don't like the, it tastes like, I don't even know. It feels like you should be eating chicken, but it just smells bad. So you
really see, but the thing is, like, if you the thing about durian is the more you eat it, the more you get addicted to it, don't you know that?
Yeah, that's why I couldn't really, because you would have to make me eat more than one. That was a
it's
no
so nice
me.
Though yep. I don't know, it's actually really nice. I like it, but I'm not gonna do it again because nobody gonna drink my smoothie.
Yeah.
Like, like, as soon as they smelled it, I was like, this is not a smoothie smell. What are you doing to it? I was like, no, nothing much. Just drink it. Don't worry about it. Nobody try it.
Just drink it all.
Yep. So I drink all mine. But the thing about it is, like, as soon as I drink all mine, right?
Mm-hmm.
Man, my body is just, like, completely shut down. I went to sleep and I can't even wake up.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Okay.
Like,
why?
I don't know. I feel really sleepy, right? And I have to go to, like, take a nap. And I couldn't, like, wake up. Because usually I wake up around, like, 3 and go run for, like, half an hour for 45 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Right? This one, I can't even wake up. I was like, oh, my God, I can't even open my eyes. So, I guess if you want some sleep using my technique, you're gonna get you some good sleep.
So, one of us found something that tastes sweet. One of us found a good way to make yourself poop, and the third one has found a way to put yourself to bed. You know, it's like a mixing deliciousness with pleasantries, you know. All right, well, looks like this was a successful experiment on our part overall. I think,
yeah, no, for sure.
Except, yeah, guys, please don't put eggs in your milkshake in your smoothie,
dude. Come on, man, please just try it. Actually, it's actually tastes pretty good. It's not that bad.
If you guys have never smelled what a durian smells like or tasted durian, then please don't do it.
Yeah, no.
Try it.
I mean, I've seen
people... I recommend to try it.
I was going
to
say, I've seen...
You will hate us.
Seen people make, like, not really smoothies, but, like, make their breakfast because you want to prep everything so quickly. You like put eggs, mm-hmm. you put salt and pepper, and then you could add other breakfast items, and not really blend it, but you can like shake it. I don't know.
I think you're talking about juicing, because it's like, yeah, I'm just going to put these eggs in there, salt, pepper. Now we get some toast. We put some orange juice.
Some orange.
Some other shit.
What the hell are you trying to do with that? Like breakfast on the go instead of eating it? You suck it?
Yeah. Oh, hey, what do you got there? Oh, it's my lunch. Oh, what is that? It's brown. Oh, it's turkey with gravy.
Yeah, well, actually, some people actually liked it. You know that, right? Like,
I know, yeah.
People go to the gym and they need to,
I mean,
to,
if you like
it,
please don't take offense. But to be honest, that it's a very interesting way of looking at stuff.
I saw somebody go to the gym to beef up, right? And what he does, he'd eat, like, boiled chicken breast. Mm-hmm. And put, like... And he spin it, right? So chicken breast with, like, kale and everything. He put it into the spinner and spin it, and then he drink all of it.
Huh. Interesting.
Apparently, it's good for digestion because it's already chewing for you from the spinner. And then, I don't know, man. It's just weird. You can't... normal people can't do that. It's just weird. Oh, well, let's go to the next topic.
All right, guys. Next topic, as the boss says, will be painting on a canvas. Ooh. What a segue.
With this mean, Miguel was thinking, right? We're going to do it for a month. And this week, we're going to do different team. What do you guys think?
That's expensive.
Well, like, no, what we're saying is if we're already starting, like, the painting... Like next week, since this week we're doing the canvas painting, maybe next week we can do like a specific type of painting, trying to use the same materials that we have,
but still on the canvas.
It could be because we can figure it afterwards. It doesn't have to be like canvas.
I don't know how much you bought for your canvas. Canvas actually is pretty cheap.
Canvas is actually pretty expensive. They're like $30 for like a medium sized one.
Just buy the small one, can you? Even the medium size one is pretty cheap too. I just went to Michael and check it out, right? I bought 12 canvas for $12.
What size canvases did you buy?
It's any size. So they have a sale right now, mm-hmm. for canvases.
Okay.
So any from small size to medium size to a more large size. Any size is the same price. So I bought the small one because I'm not gonna paint on the big one because the big one would look even more uglier. You know what I mean?
Mm. Yeah, no. That's...
I might have to get the hat if we're doing this for a month.
What?
You know, like the painter's hat, the red hat.
Why? Like, wait, like what?
The beret.
The beret. Goodness.
Yeah, I'm over here like, what is he talking about? Yeah, well, because in that way we can just at least try to use what we're, you know, already bought. So if you already bought the paint, we can at least try to use it more.
Yeah, because I mean the hobbies, we want to get it better too. So for anybody who's listening, I mean, we've been doing hobbies for like almost 20 weeks now, right?
Jeez.
20 or 25 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And this week we do a new hobbies. And as you can see, because of new hobby, we have a stack of unused stuff. So I have clay, I have painting, like color, not even paint yet.
Mm-hmm.
So now maybe we try to reverse back and try to make sure we use on the material. And depends on the team, we can post on Instagram or whatever the social network that we're on and see it.
Pretty good idea, I think.
Okay, yeah. It'd be a good opportunity to waste all those resources laying about.
Yeah, I mean, put it to use just because, like, I hate just having a drawer full of stuff, you know?
Yeah. It's so weird, you know? It's like, if you need to buy, like, something specific, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's generally kind of pricier than buying, like, a whole thing of just, like, with a bunch of shit in it, you know?
Oh,
like, it would be, like, one color paint would be, like, $2, but then, like, a palette would, like, 30 paints is like $5.99 or something.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So for the record, right, I went out and buy for the Michaels and everything. It's cost me around $30.
Okay.
And
use a coupon?
Yeah, with the coupon. You know why $30? Because I put another $10 into like the hanger to hang my canvas. So instead of like drawing to the table, I can hang the canvas and just touch it in there and just like.
Wait, is it like the tripod that they use?
Yep, exactly it is. Yep, that's huh. That was like $10, so I was like, might as well get it because I have a small canvas.
Mm-hmm.
That's for a small canvas. And the whole thing is like $30, divided for 4 weeks. Think about it. It's less than a burger. Actually, it's pretty nice.
Very so, true. I didn't think about it like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, cool. So, yeah, guys, we're going to be doing more painting, more artsy work for the whole month. We're going to pick a theme, and I'm going to draw a picture, and I'm going to post it, and then you guys get to see it and judge it and do whatever.
So what theme we're going to pick for this week?
Oh,
all right, what can we do for the whole month? How about we pick seasons?
Seasons?
Yeah, like spring, winter, fall.
Oh, like Vivaldi.
Yeah.
The four seasons.
Yeah, the four seasons for 4 weeks.
The seasons?
Yeah, I mean, based on the theme, the color and stuff like that.
So would we be painting like nature? Is that what I'm saying?
Or would we be just using paint the colors? Like,
huh? How about this? How about we'll do it season-wise,
okay.
But you get to pick a day that like resembles a season for you. So to elaborate, I'll give you an example.
Uh-huh.
For me, like summer is a cool night where like you just sit in front of a computer and you have like your window turned opened up, you know, and, like the breeze rolls in, but you're like in your shorts and you're just chilling, you know, because it's summer.
Mm-hmm.
There's like no school, you got out of work or whatever. Just chilling, you know?
Got it.
Like, for winter, it's, like, sitting next to the window and, like, reading a book with, like, all blanked up, wrapped together in, like, blankets and shit. Like, stuff like that. How about that? Is that working?
Yeah, sure.
Like, a memory that signifies to you that, like, a certain season. Like, if this, once the season comes, you do this at least once.
Mm. Or for me, I'm just gonna paint the tree, the scenery of that season.
Okay, yeah, I think that works all fine, right,
sounds
too.
Sounds good.
Yep, let's do it. And what do you guys think about this? Like, what do we need autumn? You so you the most because your mom do a lot of arts and stuff like that. So I don't know, like, what does he buy for these things?
You guys are gonna definitely need a lot of brushes. A lot of different kind of brushes, like small, thick. You guys might look up like the different hairs that they have on it. It also plays a major role in painting. You guys are gonna need like the mixing palette, like where you put the colors on to mix them together into certain things. You guys might want to have like some sort of a practice before, and before you start drawing on the actual canvas, draw out a picture with a pencil,
mm-hmm.
very lightly, not so it's visible, but so you can see what the different colors are, and then blend the colors.
Oh, interesting. Okay,
I see. And there's and more for the tools. Record, I'm gonna wing it, so wish me I'm not gonna draw on the paper.
I mean, I saw you the painting you did with your wife, the dragon that you drew, and I gotta say, dude, you're pretty good.
Oh, thanks. This I'm gonna wing it. That's my style. Just wing the shit out of it until it's actually come up with something.
Yeah. And then if you're gonna do the same thing as Key with the tripod, I recommend you put like some sort of a tarp on the bottom because you're gonna drip paint. I promise you that.
Ooh,
and
okay.
You want to make sure that you don't stain anything because if we're doing oil painting, that shit is a nightmare to clean.
It sounds like it.
Why don't instead of oil, just try to acrylic painting, you know, like the paint.
Okay.
You know, like
acrylic?
Acrylic. It's water based.
Watercolor?
So
yeah.
It's not watercolor. So it depends on how, because the watercolor is when you go to canvas, it's not actually as nice.
Oh, right. Yeah. Well, it depends.
So
yeah, but
acrylic
yeah,
is
yeah.
like water based, but actually a little bit thicker. So
okay,
when
it.
You put on canvas, it actually look pretty nice.
So I'll tell you guys what I saw today, because this is why I wanted to do this.
Uh-huh.
So I was watching this video,
okay.
Right? And basically, what this person does, and I've seen Bob Ross do this too, is they'll color the canvas completely in one color, like let's say black,
mm-hmm.
and then they'll put tape all over it, and then they'll paint over the tape, and then they'll take the tape out. Looked really good.
Got it. Okay, I see what you're saying.
But does it work with small canvas?
Yeah. I mean, Bob Ross, what he used to do is he would put tape around, make it look like a window, and then he would paint his scenery and then take the tape out and it'll look like you're looking through a window into the scenery. And it looked very nice because it gave you like that crisp, sharp edge
mm-hmm.
that it's pretty hard to get. So
I see. But but for the season, right? You guys want to ban the same season? You want to ban spring? And then after that, we do summer, fall, and winter?
Sure. I think that doesn't really matter to me. I was like, I can just paint whatever.
That would be such a good way to like reduce stress. Like, you guys have no idea. Especially if you set like the right ambiance, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, you light some candles or you have like those like air fresheners. Yeah. You put some music on there. It's going to be great. I promise you. It's so relaxing.
Hmm. Is there anything else we should look out for?
Bugs.
What do you mean bugs? Like
I don't know if you're going to go outside anyway. And paint.
My like am's gonna go outside and paint. Yeah, I'm a loner. I'm gonna stay in my room and then it's just like fucking paint nice. That shit.
Don't talk to me. I'm creating
my masterpiece. Oh Jesus.
Well, if you guys want to be like Pablo Picasso, you know, you might want to get some like very toxic paint and then just keep licking it until you get really good imagery, and then 40 years after you die, you know, you get recognized as a great painter.
Oh no. Maybe not like that.
Did he really lick it?
Yeah. Because it was toxic. And then, you know, like, he would put his paintbrush into his mouth. Mm-hmm. But, like, the paint would, like, scroll down to there. So he'd be, like, constantly licking it a little bit. Oh, and I think some of the people say that he had schizophrenia.
Mm-hmm. What's that?
I think that's when you hear voices in your head that aren't your thoughts.
I see. He just go wild crazy. I see.
Yeah.
Oh, well. The thing was when you buy acrylic, right, it's not really toxic. So when you look into the back, it's No, when you look into the back, they say, oh, is it toxic or not? This one is like, I bought it. Is this not toxic? Mm-hmm. Water
yeah,
color
I still
based.
Would put that in your smoothie, though, Key.
You don't know that. The boy egg is nice. I'm just telling you guys. If you like durian, this is legit good. Oh, well. So canvas... what kind of canvas? How big the canvas supposed to be? For me, I just tried a small size. How about you
guys? Yeah, let's start with small.
Yeah, just kind of see how that goes.
Yeah, because my canvas is 8x10.
Okay.
Yep. Okay, yeah, so almost like a piece of paper, right?
Yes, almost like a piece of paper. Very small. It's not very small. It's okay size. But the other thing I'm really excited for this is like... Because I have a new, we moved to the new office, right, mm-hmm. for the firework. So I can paint it and just hang it there so you can see my art while I'm working.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah. You too, Miguel. You can just hang it there. It's like, let people walk by and be like, oh, you painted? I was like, hey, yeah, I paint that shit.
No. You know what I mean, I do have space.
Yeah. Just in case, to be honest. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I don't know what else I should we paint on. Because canvas painting is like, you know, like we do a lot of painting stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, canvas is almost the same as it. Instead of it's on a canvas and you can hang it up.
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, I think it's going to be nice to like have something and use it again, I think is my biggest thing. Just making sure that we're reusing the stuff.
Yep.
Like a brushes oh, well. Or paint or
yeah. Don't want to be wasteful.
Yeah.
But for this, I like for anybody people listen out there, to be honest, what do you guys think? If we have like something else to paint on, or like instead of painting like something like season, we can paint like human autonomy.
I mean, that's fine if that's, you know, I'm not really.
No, I cannot do it.
I mean, I could definitely try. It's like
time because we. If you get paints, like, if you get by, like, from the Michael, like I do, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna have tons of stuff.
Okay.
Because for $30, I have 12 canvases,
mm-hmm.
a paint, like, a full set of, like, color, and 12 piece of brush.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that seems very affordable.
I do not need any more brushes. I have, like, 50 of them.
Yeah, like for the canvas, I just tell my wife to buy her a canvas.
Mm-hmm.
Using this one, the thing is the cashier doesn't do the coupon for her, like the 20% coupon
instead of use
the 40%. I was like, what the hell, man? Do you own the store? Why are you so like
so
freaking
cheap,
greedy?
Yeah,
I never understood that, the loyalty of people to like these big conglomerate chain like stores. It's like, dude, they pay you minimum wage, like come on,
like seriously, man, come on,
like,
man,
what are they gonna take it away from your salary,
right?
Yeah. And the thing is, like, after I come in there and I buy the stuff, I got the 20%, I have to ask them, right, like, can you just put the 20%, because the 20% code is like right on their desk. They just need to scan it.
Right.
Yeah. And I asked my wife to use the coupon or anything. They're like, no, the guy say the 40% already in there.
What?
But you look at the receipt, the 40% doesn't even apply into the canvas, mm-hmm. because the canvas is already on sale. So you have use the 20% coupon.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
You can't use a coupon unless it specifically says included sale items on the item.
So there's a coupon 20% on their desk, and that they never use it ever. Like, come on, man.
He said, come
that's,
on.
That's for me, really, really, really bad.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, I already have all my stuff for somewhat cheap. And I think I'm going to enjoy this. This thing going to make me a little bit more happier with on the color on our stuff.
Oh, yeah.
For real, though, you're going to say this thing is going to make me famous or something like that.
In 40 years after you die.
Well, yeah. Guess the thing about it, right? I saw on the YouTubes where they paint the canvas, right?
Mm-hmm.
Instead of doing like you guys did with like painting on these to mix the color to do all the stuff, right?
Yeah.
What they do is they just take the tip of the color, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they put the color on top of the canvas from the beginning, right? And then after that, they paint that color on the canvas right away. They didn't mix the color. They didn't do anything with it.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Oh. But I mean, I'm sure these people have a lot more experience, you know?
Yeah.
I understand that too. But I want to try it to see, like, how it goes. Because mm-hmm. it looked nice.
No, yeah. I mean, I'm sure.
Yeah, and then they have, like, these different tools to make the star, like... Even not even tool. It's just like some kitchen ad, you know. They just get like a chopstick and they just start spraying this paint on the canvas, mm-hmm. and it thought when it sprayed it, it's become the star. So it's like, oh, that's cool.
Yeah, that does sound fancy.
Yeah, it's like art.
It's like art.
It's not. Yeah.
It is art.
It's like
it is art. Otherwise, I don't know. Canvas for me is something that like I did it once and I want to try it again.
You guys
try it before?
No, I've definitely seen that. I think that's what my sister was definitely doing, but no, never really. I'm interested to see how of like our expectation, I mean for myself, because I haven't done it before, like how the paint will react to the canvas itself. And because I know Artem was mentioning something about dripping earlier, so I don't know if that's...
If you paint with oil, I think it's going to drip.
Okay.
No, if you do the type of painting Keith suggests, the dripping won't work. Dripping only works with specific paper that's really absorbent.
Oh.
Canvases are generally tight with type of paper that you use for oil. Uh-huh. So they're more like sturdy. They don't soak in, because like if you've ever bought a painting, uh-huh. if you look at the back of it, it's like the paper itself, the paint didn't go soak through. You can still see like all the white. It's just transparent.
Got it. Okay, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, so that won't work with the dripping technique.
But otherwise,
but yeah, I mean, fuck it, you know, ruin two canvases, ruin three canvases, who cares, right? It's practice. We're here to explore, we're here to fuck up, we're here to mess up, we're here to show everybody how bad everyone is, and by we, I mean me, because you two are really good at art.
Doubt it. Most of the time, I was just wink it. What if my mind really dirty that day and be like, you know what, let me bend two boobs and a head on. And make it like spring, you know, like color like green and some trees.
Mother Nature providing its tit, yeah.
Yes. You know, sometimes I might really dirty, but otherwise it's quite clean. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, it's like an Adventure Time, you know, they said sucking at something is the first step of being kind of good at something,
exactly.
You know? So let's do this.
Yes. So for buying stuff, try to go to Michael's. Michael's have a lot of stuff and I want to support the local too. Some of them kind of shitty, but otherwise I think they taste good. They have, like,
you're not buying weed from them, so it should be fine. 12.
I don't know. Otherwise, kind of tired right now. Man, the smoothie has really hit the spot. Now I want to go to sleep.
Yeah, my smoothie is hitting a different spot, but I don't want to talk about it. Oh, man.
Oh my gosh. All right. I think that's it for today. Thank you for listening.
Thanks, guys. We'll see you next week. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.